Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Say you have a fear of flying. You've tried those therapy classes that help you slowly make your way onto a flight, but it doesn't work. You're still scared. You could lack a certain gene. Scientists at the Weill Cornell Medical College studied a gene mutation discovered about 10 years ago that only about 20% of Americans have. The New York Times calls it the feel-good gene because of the correlation between the mutation and a lack of anxiety and ability to bounce back. The Cornell researchers wanted to know, is there more than correlation? Is it also causing that ability to bounce back? And they found that it bathed the brain in a sort of natural cannabis. Francis Lee was senior author of the study. And Francis, you injected mice with this gene and found, first of all, that the injected mice did have more of this natural cannabinoid?
Exactly. And then they grew up and we tested the levels of these cannabinoids in their brains, and it was about 20% higher.
And how did you test whether they were anxious?
Oh, it's quite standard, various sort of conflict tests. The simplest way to explain it is we would put them in like a brightly lit arena. As my colleagues say, it's sort of like going to the high school dance. Mm-hmm. And there are mice that like to spend time on the along the sides of the walls, but there are some brave mice that actually go into the center. And mice that had this gene actually spent much more time in the center of this bright arena, suggesting that they had decreased what we would say anxiety-like behaviors.
Fascinating. What does this overall research mean? You're saying that you actually injected it into mice and changed their genetic code. Are you thinking that this could be injected into the people who don't already have it naturally and change them?
No, actually, what it does is it tells us that humans who have this are not only possibly less anxious, but they're also possibly able to forget, eliminate fearful events much quicker.
This is called fear extinction?
Yes, and this is the principles with which a major form of psychotherapy called cognitive behavioral therapy is actually based on. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a much more short-term therapy that deals with a specific entity such as a post-traumatic stress disorder or a phobia of something, where you go for a defined set of sessions that you make previously dangerous things less dangerous by going to a therapy session and learning that this previously dangerous cue is no longer dangerous.
The mice that had this molecule were able to sort of get over things that they'd been fearful of before?
Exactly. And what we did in the study was we did a parallel study in humans and showed that they were also able to overcome their fears much quicker. The direct implications for humans is that patients who have a disorder, an anxiety disorder, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, would actually benefit in the future from knowing their genetic makeup for this gene.
Because you might find out that you don't have this gene, and so it might be a little harder for you to get over a trauma?
Yes, and that if you're going to get a round of cognitive behavioral therapy for your post-traumatic stress disorder or for your phobia, and not having this mutated version, you might need extra sessions. This is what we would call something called personalized medicine, where you would actually use genetic information to tailor various therapies. Because right now, we do a one-size-fits-all type of therapy or drug therapy or behavioral therapy for our patients. And in the future, we'd like to be able to know who we'd have to give more treatments to or less treatments to.
I would think, too, it would also be a relief maybe for some people to find out that if cognitive therapy is not working for them and it's working for someone else, then maybe there's a reason.
Exactly. Or that they need to do another type of therapy that doesn't require the principles of fear extinction. There are other types of therapy, such as interpersonal therapy, that don't require you to use this exact same type of fear learning or fear extinction.
And what's interpersonal therapy?
Interpersonal therapy is, in addition to doing sort of fear-based or exposure-based therapy, if you actually looked at your relationships you had with other people, understanding how you actually interact with others will have an impact not only on your mood, but how you are integrated into your various relationships. And there's a recent paper that actually came out for post traumatic stress disorder that it actually is quite effective also in addition to cognitive behavioral therapies. As people have always known, for people with post-traumatic stress disorder, social isolation is actually one of the major symptoms of it, in addition to the fearful responses.
So you're saying that this knowledge that you've now gained can help people understand what they don't have, so that they can know how they can better help themselves. But why can't, if you've injected this into mice, why isn't the thinking someday that that's what might happen for humans?
Actually, your point is well taken. So what we found was that by having a gene that actually leads to higher cannabinoid levels, the mice were actually less anxious and able to handle fear better. Another way to think about it is it's then suggests that this gene is something that could be potentially modulated by drugs, for example, that inhibit or act sort of like this genetic mutation. And currently, there are drug companies that are doing exactly this. They're making inhibitors for this gene, and that they are looking specifically at anxiety disorders and post-traumatic stress disorder. This is definitely in clinical trials as we speak.
Well, but you know that that enrages some people who think that this is all about telling people who have depression, oh, you can't handle it because you don't have the right mutation. So let's get you some medicine.
I would actually have to say, because I'm also a psychiatrist, what we have found is that for some people, talk therapy works perfectly well. For some people, medicine works pretty well. And for a certain subset, medicine plus talk therapy works very well, that certain people would benefit more from having both modalities.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this 20% of Americans who do have this genetic mutation that allows them to get over anxieties and fears quicker than others, again, has, you know, bathed the brain in a sort of a natural cannabis, a natural marijuana.
Yeah.
Do we understand that this also is the reason why these people may not become addicted to drugs?
Yes, so that area is still not very well understood. There have been some studies that have suggested that. And I think this is an area of great interest to people in the drug abuse field, and it's something that I think, for example, this mouse model will actually be very helpful for, because we can now start doing very controlled experiments, and,
yeah,
and we're in the process of doing it, of seeing whether or not they will, for example, become more or less addicted to various substances of abuse.
Because they've already got a cannabis-like bathed brain, and they
exactly
don't need it. And there are people, do we understand, who have a double dose of this gene mutation?
Yes, there are people who have two copies of this.
Oh.
And so
those are the people that annoy you because they're always so happy.
Or I would say we've always wondered in psychiatry why certain people are more resilient to various things. And so you could imagine that there must be both risk genes but also resilience genes. And this might be an example that if you have someone who has two copies of this, they might be able to handle certain things in a way most of us cannot handle it.
Fascinating. Francis Lee, professor of psychiatry at Weill Cornell Medical College, who's been working with what people are calling the feel-good gene for people with serious issues like post-traumatic stress. Professor Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you.